Craig Bolanos joining us right now after that inflation report came out. It's always great to chat with that. Craig Bolanos, co-founder, wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Craig, good to talk to you, my man. How are you?
Hey, happy Wednesday, my friend. I was a little disappointed in that inflation report. I guess the Fed's under the gun here to start in 2025.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be doing much of anything if we see a couple more of these. And maybe that's what I want you to do first, Craig. Put this in perspective. It's up 3%. You know, we haven't had that kind of a reading for, well, 7 or 8 months now. Is this just a blip or are we seeing a trend here?
I think it's a blip, John. Remember, this is the data from the month of January. And the month of January is when retailers, producers, and so many places increase their prices year over year in the same way that employers oftentimes grant pay raises year over year that start in the month of January. So the fact that we ended up at 3% from what was 2.9, it is not the end of the world. And I think what's going to happen is there's encouraging news as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell even told us earlier today. He said, hey, we're not quite there yet. This just means we don't need to rush the rate cuts. He didn't say we need to start raising rates. He didn't say inflation, we're losing the battle. He just said we're on pause still. I think that's good news for everybody.
I do remember last year, around the same time, quarter one, people looked at the first couple months of the year and they went, uh-oh. And in the spring and summer, they continued their trek downward. As you mentioned, there's a seasonality to this.
There's a seasonality to it. And I think if I break through that data and we get financially nerdy like you and I talk about, John, there's one great piece that people need to pay attention to. Listen, I'm upset about the bird flu and I'm upset about the price of eggs again, just like everybody else is. That's in this report. I'm a little bit upset about the price of gas. That's in this report. But what I'm encouraged by is the shelter. That's the housing. And we're finally seeing a slowdown. The absolute cost of housing is terrible, but the month-over-month change in housing is continuing to get better. And that's great for everybody who's being priced out of the market, priced out of rents. There's shinier days to come.
I do find it humorous how a year ago the people that thought the president was responsible for inflation don't think so anymore, and vice versa. The people that thought, well, no, the president has anything to do with inflation, now are trying to blame the current president. It's almost like, Craig, we live in a world economy, and except for maybe on the fringes, one man or woman cannot lead the world in one way or the other when it comes to inflation.
No, that's correct. And John, where we sit today, right now, on February 12th, is I call it the post-election surge in small business optimism. It's begun to fade in early 2025 because business owners are facing the reality that some of this administration's pro-growth agenda comes at the expense of what are some macroeconomic uncertainties, given the unconventionalness of the policy process. And that's supported in the price action on Wall Street right now. I'm not saying it's much ado about nothing, but we got to wait to see where things settle and be patient and persistent. And that's why we're talking on a Wednesday evening, getting people informed, because information is education and that's empowering.
Yep. Craig Bolanos is the co-founder wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Yeah, I saw that little tick down in the small business optimism yesterday, Craig. And I think you're right. It is kind of these macro ideas, you know, love them or hate them, tariffs are would upset the current way of doing things. I'm not saying whether that's good or bad for the long run, but you could see why a small business owner might be a little worried about that.
Well, of course, every business owner gets worried about that. And ultimately, here's what I know. You don't bet against the American CEO. You don't bet against the independent business owner. So many people are employed by small to medium-sized businesses. But the sooner we get clarity and we get conviction on what the landscape's going to be that we're operating in, the better the leaders of these businesses are able to function. And right now, there's just a lot of ambiguity, and that's probably going to exist for the next 60 to 90 days. So the pathway still remains optimistic for stocks in 2025, but it's not going to be the straight line that we all enjoyed over the last 20 months.
Pretty straight line would be employment. Man, we are in a great period there that just kind of continues rolling on for pretty well.
That's the entire thing. It's the jobs. It's the jobs. It's the jobs. I think people should be celebrating the fact that the employment data is so good. In fact, I would argue the jobs data is the greatest story that wasn't told last year in the election campaign. It's a great story today. A 4 to 4.1% unemployment rate is literally so much better than the 5.7% average employment rate in the country, 5.2% average employment rate for the last 30 years. We're at 4.1, guys. This is just as good as it gets.
What's a conversation like if someone calls you? Do you talk macro stuff, or do you really focus with someone on what their personal goals are for retirement, what they picture that retirement is? Walk us through what a conversation is if someone gives you a call.
John, when people call us, you have to look at both. We have to seek to understand what's important about money to someone today, because money means different things to each of us at different stages in our life. And then we have to have a very robust process to make sure that we're aligning strategies that are going to help people get to their goals, which most often means cash flowing their retirement. But we have to be willing to talk about what's going on in the world, the big macro picture. It's geopolitics. It's local politics, it's taxes, it's inflation, it's everything that you and I talk about on this program, because the only way for people to have a sleep at night portfolio is to be connected to their money and know that the strategies being deployed are tested in the trenches, and that's what we do, and I think we do it very well.
I agree. VestGen Wealth, I feel like you guys are like the zoom out lens for a lot of the macro things, but you have no problem snap zooming into the household and seeing where it's at with that. And I like your approach with you have at VestGen Wealth. The idea, and this is what you told me when you guys kind of started out, was, hey, it's generational, meaning someone in their 30s, if they're working with you, Craig, you might be retired by the time they enter their retirement age. But guess what? VestGen is built to have a new generation take over and help.
It's a systematic, repeatable process. I mean, John, I'm only 50 years old.
You're a young man.
I got a long way to go. I'm a young man. But the truth, John, is too many people work with a solo advisor, and too many people are working with advisors that are their same age. And next thing you know, if your CPA is your age, you retire, your CPA retires. You retire, your estate attorney retires. You retire, your financial advisor retires. Your retirement can't afford that. You need continuity, and that's why you need a team that's dedicated and is going to be there for that systematic, repeatable experience so you can live more and worry less. And that's what we're all about at VestGen Wealth Partners.
Get retired, stay retired.com. Craig, take care. We'll talk soon, okay?
Great to be with you, John.